excelsis Deo.
You are listening to the Majestic Music Podcast. I am your host, Pastor Rob Taylor, and I would like to welcome you to today's program. Psalm 118, verse 15 states, "The sounds of rejoicing and salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord is exalted." The purpose of the Majestic Music Podcast is to share the love of sacred music, classical hymns, choral and sacred instrumental music. It is my hope that you will both enjoy and be encouraged to this program. So relax and enjoy the Majestic Music Podcast.
King of creation.
Well, we just heard The King of Love, My Shepherd Is by the National Lutheran Choir from their 2010 Hymns We Love to Sing, Volume 2 CD. And before that, we heard To the Holy Spirit, Let Us Pray by the Cleveland Lutheran A Cappella Choir, recorded in 1996 at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Westlake, Ohio. And to begin this segment, we heard Praise to the Lord, the National Lutheran Choir, from their 2005 Hymns We Love to Sing, Volume 1 CD. Well, hello and welcome again. It's great that we can spend some time together listening to this curated list of sacred music. I'm so glad you chose to spend some time with me. And I hope that you are enjoying the selections. Now let's hear a reading from Psalm 37.
Psalm 37, verses 1 through 12, and verses 41 and 42. Do not fret yourself because of evildoers. Do not be jealous of those who do wrong, for they shall soon wither like the grass, and like the green grass fade away. Put your trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on its riches. Take delight in the Lord, and he shall give you your heart's desire. Commit your way to the Lord and put your trust in him, and he will bring it to pass. He will make your righteousness as clear as light, and your just dealing as the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret yourself over the one who prospers, the one who succeeds in evil schemes. Refrain from anger. Leave rage alone. Do not fret yourself. It leads only to evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait upon the Lord shall possess the land. In a little while the wicked shall be no more. You shall search out their place, and they will not be there. But the lowly shall possess the land. They will delight in abundance of peace. But the deliverance of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is the stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord will help them and rescue them. He will rescue them from the wicked and deliver them because they seek refuge in him.
Let's continue on with What a Hope and Eden Prophesied by the Concordia Seminary Cantorai from their 2000 Te Deum CD.
Oh.
Well, we just heard I Love Thee, Take My Life, and Lead Me by the Amen Choir and London National Philharmonic Orchestra from their Hymns Triumphant Volume 2 CD. Well, we are continuing in this Epiphany season as we learn things about Jesus and as Jesus himself reveals things about himself and the kingdom of heaven to us. In Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 38, one of the readings assigned for the Epiphany season, Jesus talked about love. Jesus wasn't talking about romantic love, but he was talking about the kind of love that we express towards those we know and those we don't know. It's a brotherly love Jesus is talking about that we show towards others, especially those we don't know. He stated in the text, "If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same." He goes on to state, "But love your enemies, do good, and lend to others, without expecting anything in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." If there ever was a year to hear Jesus' words about love, doing good, and being merciful, it seems like this year is the year we need to hear it. Sometimes we see the behavior of people today, and it appears that love, goodness, and mercy are in short supply. But there is no cause for despair. As the world around us continues to lose faith and become more secular and less religious, we should expect to see these things. We should expect to see selfishness, greed, hate, and violence increase all around us. But even still, we are called as Christians to be different than the world around us. When the world shows us hate, we are to show love in return, Jesus states. For in doing so, we are actually showing the love of Christ and the love of God to the world. And take heart, because there are still those around us who cling to faith, hope, and love. And when we see it, we should celebrate all the more. In fact, maybe we could join in and be the cause to give someone else a reason to have faith, hope, and most of all, love. "Do unto others," Jesus once said, "as you would have them do unto you." Let's continue on with More Love by the Lycoming College Choir.
More love, more love.
Well, we just heard Songs of Thankfulness and Praise by the Duke University Chapel Choir from their 2021 Epiphany service. And before that, we heard If Ye Love Me by the Concordia Seminary Chorus from their 1996 Dear Christians, One and All, Rejoice CD. And before that, we heard This Touch of Love by the James Chorale in the St. James Lutheran Church, Chicago, from their 1990 Sing Ye Choirs Exultant CD. And before that, we heard Lord of All Hopefulness, the 1998 Faith of Our Fathers CD. And before that, we heard More Love by the Lycoming College Choir from their 2005 recording at Lycoming College. An older gentleman had an appointment to see the urologist who shared offices with several other doctors. The waiting room was filled with patients. And as the elderly man approached the receptionist's desk, he noticed that she was quite a large woman of sumo wrestler size, and she had a very angry, unfriendly demeanor and look on her face. As he approached the desk, he gave her his name. In a very loud voice, she said to him, "Yes, I have your name here. You want to see the doctor about impotence, right?" All the patients in the waiting room snapped their heads around to look at the very embarrassed man. He recovered very quickly, however, and in an equally loud voice replied, "No, I've come to inquire about a sex change operation, but I don't want the same doctor that did yours." You know, we all run into situations where we feel insulted, put off, slighted, and angered because of the actions or words of others around us in the world. Not only do those words and actions tell a lot about the person doing them, but we must remind ourselves that how we respond to those words and actions of others also tells a lot about ourselves as well. So may our words and actions always reflect the love of Christ, who so richly dwells in our hearts, so that others may see our love and believe. Well, that's all the time we have for this program. I hope you have enjoyed it. Let's continue on with Love Divine, All Love Excelling by the St. Michael's Singers from their 1994 The Hymn Makers Charles Wesley CD. And then let's finish our program with Here I Am, Lord, by the Zion Lutheran Church Choir, recorded at Zion Lutheran Church, Fort Myers, Florida, in 2022. God's blessings to you.
Jesus.
Well, that's all the time we have for this program. You have been listening to the Majestic Music Podcast with your host, Pastor Rob Taylor. I hope you have enjoyed the program and that it has been a blessing to you in your spiritual walk with the Lord. If you would like to contact me or submit a piece of sacred or choral music for consideration, you can do so at pastor.taylor@yahoo.com. If you like this program, click on the subscribe button so you won't miss another. Until next time, I wish for you the peace of the Lord that passes all understanding. This is the Majestic Music Podcast. Thank you for listening. God's blessings to you.